Heavy rain and thunderstorms could bring flash flooding across northeast Ohio today. Flood watch in effect through 11 this evening. Watch area includes Stark, Carroll, Columbiana, Mahoning, Portage, and Trumbull counties. Four people died, including a Rittman police officer, following a shooting Sunday night in Wayne County. Sheriff Tom Ballinger says officers responded to a shots fired call on Chippewa Trail around 9:30 and were immediately met with gunfire. Police Sergeant Scott Reese was killed. Three other officers were wounded, along with a sheriff's canine. The suspect was identified by Wayne County Coroner Dr. Amy Jolliffe as 38-year-old Brandon Fasikas. The other victims were 43-year-old Christine McWilliams and her 13-year-old daughter McKinley. The Ohio BCI is leading the investigation. Status conference set for Thursday in a Canton shooting case where a woman was critically injured during 4th of July celebrations. 24-year-old Darius Leishman charged with felonious assault. Police allege he fired a gun into the air, and a bullet later pierced a home on 20th Street Northeast. It struck a 46-year-old woman as she was sleeping. She remains in critical condition at Altman Hospital. Leishman being held on a $1 million bond. A Hartville man is due in court tomorrow for arraignment after an arrest following an alleged incident in Lake Township. Uniontown police say 58-year-old Brian Riffle was taken into custody after he allegedly pointed a BB gun with a laser and without an orange tip at others in his yard. They reportedly believe they were in danger. Court records show Riffle is charged with aggravated menacing and inducing panic. 18-month moratorium on data centers expected ahead tonight's Alliance City Council meeting. Proposal would temporarily halt new data center permits while city officials review local impacts and regulations. Also on the agenda, council will consider a more than $630,000 community development block grant plan, $550,000 contract for repairs to the city cemetery mausoleum, and funding for a new street department truck. Other items include state and local grant applications for East Main Street resurfacing and additional transportation projects, along with a residency waiver for the safety service director. Questions over fairness in Canton's utility rates prompting City Council to consider a nearly $200,000 outside study. Proposal follows February rate hikes that increased sewer bills 15%, water rates 13.5%, and sanitation fees nearly 3%. Proposed study would review rate structures, industrial surcharges, and outdated practices. Repository reports officials say Canton's overall rates remain below state averages. Some council members and residents raise concerns about equity. A major land swap between Canton City Schools and the city could be on the way to final approval. Under the proposed deal, the school district would transfer five unused properties to the city, including Fairmont, Compton, Schreiber, and Duber Elementary Schools, along with Rissoletti Field. In return, the city would hand over a section of 17th Street Northwest near McKinley High School to improve traffic flow and student safety. The plan still needs approval from both City Council and the Board of Education. Highway Patrol investigating what led to a wrong-way crash that overturned one of their cruisers in East Liverpool. Troopers say a 61-year-old Pennsylvania man was driving westbound in the eastbound lanes of Route 30 Saturday night when his vehicle struck a marked patrol vehicle, causing it to flip. The trooper suffered minor injuries and helped the other driver, who was flown to a Pittsburgh hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Construction not expected to begin until next year, but ODOT already seeking public input on a $1.4 million culvert repair project in Stark, Summit, Portage, and Trumbull counties. Work includes a culvert over an unnamed tributary of the east branch of the Nimishillen Creek along Route 62 in Nimishillen Township. The project will feature pipe relining, channel cleanouts, and concrete repairs. Public comments will be accepted through July. No injuries reported after a Sunday afternoon house fire on Depot Road in Winona. Firefighters say everyone made it out of the home after the blaze broke out just after 2:30. Crews arrived, heavy fire showing from the second story. There was no word on a cause or damage estimate. Crews assisted at the scene by firefighters from Salem, Hanover, and Perry Townships, Latonia, and Lisbon. No injuries, no public threat being reported after a hazmat incident in Lawrence Township Saturday morning. Fire officials say an anhydrous ammonia leak from an agricultural tank on Sousa Street was stopped. The situation was under control. Crews also used a drone during the response to help assess conditions from above. Stark County Hazmat Team remained on scene, continuing air quality monitoring and safety checks. Warren Police investigating a fatal pedestrian crash that happened Saturday night at Youngstown Road and Kenilworth Avenue Southeast. Police say a westbound car struck a person who was crossing Youngstown Road. First responders arrived on scene where the victim was pronounced dead. The name has not yet been released.